This is the Tom Bigby Tales. I'm your host, Shannon Evans. I write about a small town in northeast Mississippi on the Tom Bigby River called Columbus, Mississippi. And sometimes I write about the rest of the state. This episode is titled C.M. Lawler, Murder or Self-Defense. This murder is brought to you by my fellow public historian, Cy Brown, who often gives me leads on interesting cases to explore. C.M. Lawler, or Charles Melvin, Mel Lawler to his friends, was a landowner in North Lowndes County near Caledonia. He owned a sizable plantation, which he farmed with a variety of sharecroppers and tenant farmers in 1916. Typically, tenants and sharecroppers settled up with the landowners just before Christmas after the cotton was all harvested, ginned, and sold. Tenants paid their rent from their proceeds, and sharecroppers settled their books and usually stayed indebted to the landowner. Plantation owners usually preferred sharecroppers to tenant farmers, and as sharecropping became more profitable, tenant farmers were often muscled off the farms. This is because tenant farmers owned their own animals, their own equipment, and their supplies. They too were at the mercy of the crop. However, they had the freedom to move more readily and worked on their own terms, something plantation owners often resented because they had little control over the tenant labor force. It was almost impossible to hold tenant farmers in place like it was to hold sharecroppers who were kept in place by their debt. Not only that, but farm owners could charge interest and penalties on that debt. Therefore, sharecropping was more lucrative for plantation owners. This brings us to February 9th, when Mel Lawler confronted his tenant farmer, John Odom, over rent from the previous year. With Lawler was his son Charles Melvin Lawler Jr., and allegedly an African American man who also worked for Mel Sr. as a sharecropper. Lawler and Odom argued loudly for quite some time before Odom retired inside the cabin where he lived. Lawler left but returned about 3 p.m. Odom came around the side of his cabin, and Lawler began arguing again. And this time, Lawler pulled a gun, according to both Odom and his wife, Ollie, and his children. Odom was shot in the leg. He then retrieved his gun from the porch and shot Lawler 8 times in the abdomen. Lawler was rushed to Columbus Hospital and taken into surgery with two surgeons attending. But his prognosis was grim. He died February 10th from his wounds. Odom gave himself up to authorities the same day as the shootings. He was held in the Caledonia jail, the county jail, on a $5,000 bond that his family, of course, could not raise. Lawler, in the meantime, was buried in Eger Cemetery in Caledonia, Mississippi. He was 46 years old and left behind a wife and 10 children. The eldest child was 23 and the youngest was 6 years of age. Odom sat in the county jail until his hearing. He engaged a very young E.M. Holmes as his defense attorney. On February 16, 1916, a preliminary trial was held in Caledonia. Charles Jr. and one of his father's sharecroppers were there to testify. Both men testified that Odom fired first after Lawler told Odom he was kicking him off the property. However, on cross-examination, the sharecropper man grew confused and contradicted himself frequently. Odom then testified self-defense, and his wife corroborated his testimony. The case was then bound over to a grand jury. The grand jury convened on April 27th of 1916, where the jury failed to return an indictment as they determined that Odom shot Lawler in self-defense. Odom was immediately released from jail. John Odom, his wife, and three kids now kicked off the plantation where he had shot and killed Mel Lawler, the owner, were forced to move. They moved to Jones County, Mississippi, where they are found on the 1920 census. John Odom died in 1934 and is buried in the Shelton Cemetery in Jones County, Mississippi, next to his wife, Ollie Mae. I want to thank you for coming on my Tom Bigby Tales podcast and following along as we go up and down the river and finding the stories about the people and their lives and the crazy politics that happen in this town. Until next time.